In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We live in a society where we want to deny death. Every night on the news, it seems the anchor person will tell you another threat to your health and how to avoid it. And we truly want to believe that if we just do the right things and eat and drink the right stuff and exercise the right way, that we will live forever. Avoiding sickness and staying in shape, certainly a good thing, but death is still coming. There's a company called Cryonics that plays on folks' desire to never die. For $30,000, they will, at the time of your death, preserve your body through freezing and keep it at negative 320 degrees Fahrenheit until medical science improves and there's no more death. Death is an ever-present companion in our life, and we're reminded of this as we hear news of accidents, terrorism, war, old diseases, and new viruses. It can make you not want to get out of bed. In order to get through the day, we each have to deny that death is always lurking, always waiting, ever patient. And one day he will come for each of us. That's why I think the news last Sunday of Kobe Bryant's death was hard to deal with. A man in the prime of his life, along with his daughter and seven others, are all suddenly gone. And this man seemed to have it all, fame, money, fitness, family, and yet in an instant, it's over. He's dead. And that's unnerving. Commentators encouraged us to hug our loved ones because we don't know when tragedy might strike. In our gospel reading today, we meet a man who is essentially waiting to die. Simeon has been told by the Holy Spirit that he will not die until he sees the Lord's Christ. Simeon has been promised he will see the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one of God, and Simeon has been waiting. I wonder what kind of Christ Simeon is expecting. Maybe an angelic figure of some kind, or a king, or a warrior, or a priest. What does the Lord's Christ look like? The Spirit brings Simeon to the temple one day. Unbeknownst to Simeon, it's 40 days after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, 6 miles south. 40 days after Christmas. Mary and Joseph are at the temple that day for two purposes. Mary is there to be purified, declared to be ceremonially clean 40 days after giving birth to a male child. She's to bring a lamb for an offering, or if she cannot afford a lamb, two turtle doves or two pigeons. Mary and Joseph, we learn, are humble folks. They can only afford the two birds. They're also at the temple for the redemption of their firstborn son. This is to remember that before the Exodus, God killed the firstborn of the Egyptians, but saved the firstborn of the Israelites. So each firstborn of the Israelites is consecrated to the Lord and redeemed. Mary and Joseph are coming to the temple to fulfill the law of God. Simeon's coming to the temple in obedience to the Spirit. At the temple that day, Simeon takes the baby Jesus in his arms. He has now seen the Lord's Christ. He is holding the Lord's Christ in his hands. Simeon, Mary, and Joseph are in the temple. But Jesus is the new temple of God. When Jesus is later cleansing the temple, he tells the Jews, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He's referring to his own body. When he's crucified for the sin of the world, the curtain in the temple is torn in two from the top to the bottom. 30 years before this, we find Simeon that day at the temple, holding the baby Jesus, the new temple, in his arms and saying, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word." Simeon can now die in peace. God's promise has been fulfilled. "For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples." Simeon can die in peace because that is what the Holy Spirit promised. And Simeon can die in peace because Jesus has come to be his Redeemer. This baby in Simeon's arms is a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Simeon is holding in his hands the Redeemer not only of the Jews, but the Redeemer of all people. And it brings him great joy. The Savior of the world has come, and Simeon has seen him, and now Simeon can die in peace. And this peace between Simeon and God brings a deep and abiding joy that despite the burdens of life, he can hold on to. The theme of Lutheran schools this year is joyfully Lutheran. St. Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians, "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Rejoice always. We talked about this at Grandparents' Day Chapel on Friday. What did Paul have to rejoice over? He's been stoned. He's been beaten. He suffers from an unknown thorn in the flesh. He's been imprisoned. Eventually, he'll be shipwrecked and sent to prison in Rome to await execution. And he says, "Rejoice always." Why? This man is suffering so many various troubles. What does he have to rejoice over? Paul can rejoice about the same thing that Simeon is rejoicing over. Paul has seen the Lord Jesus. Paul can die in peace because he knows the truth of Jesus. Paul knows Jesus' promise of redemption from his sins. Paul knows that in Christ he has eternal life. So despite his current circumstances, he can rejoice always. You are a baptized child of God. You know the truth of God's promise to wash away your sin and make you holy and pure. You know Jesus and all he has done for you. You know how Jesus took the guilt of your sin and paid the price for you on the cross. You know how he rose from the dead to conquer death. And he gives this all to you in Christ. Despite whatever else is going on in life, you can rejoice always. You have eternal life in Christ. Death will not hold you forever. You will rise from the dead. And like Simeon, you get to hold the Lord's Christ. As you come to the Lord's altar, I will place the body of Christ in your hand. You'll partake in the body and blood of Jesus. What great joy to receive the Lord's forgiveness, to know that in him you have forgiveness of sins and eternal life. And so you can sing with Simeon, "Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel." Knowing you have Christ, you can rejoice always, despite your circumstances. Knowing you have eternal life in Christ, you do not need to deny death or fear death. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Now, death is still the enemy and consequence for sin in the world. We never seek death, but we know it's coming, and we can face it without fear. Like Simeon, knowing Jesus, you can live in joy and die in peace. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen.